Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Friday morning and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I wanted to start out with a beautiful song by Zach Williams, "Praise Opens Prisons." Let's worship. Amen. Praise opens prisons. That is so, so true. You know, as come up on this Friday, happy Friday, by the way, to everybody. And it's the end of the week for some of us. You know, I was thinking about, you know, how tough some days can be, some weeks can be, sometimes years. And sometimes you gotta find the courage to show up each day and fight. I mean, it's either show up, find that courage to keep fighting and keep pushing forward, no matter the circumstances, or give up, right? And I'm not going to give up. I've come too far to give up now. Some days, though, it can be tougher than others. Some days it can be tough. You have to unload some of the things that's burdening you, taking them to the Lord to carry on. And sometimes you just got to say, Lord, help me in this moment. And, you know, some days can feel overwhelming. I know for me, it just feels like sometimes there's not enough time in the days. And then, you know, of course, life happens. You know, and your body may not cooperate with you. You may not feel like you have the strength physically to do every task that needs to be done. Sometimes I say, Lord, you know, come on. I need this body to do what I need to do. And I need this body also to serve you. And, you know, God knows how much we can bear. Some days it's just like enough is enough. But when you get to that point, I don't know if you've ever been there where you feel like it's enough. You've got to find that courage somewhere to get up. Mentally, I call it a miracle in the mind, as you've heard me say maybe many times on the podcast, because that's where the battlefield starts. You know, when we start going through things physically, and then, you know, we may have lots of people that depend on us. You know, we may have a lot of responsibility in our life, and you've got to say, I can do this. But then also, you know, something that, you know, I'm learning to cope with better is learning that some days I just can't do everything I want to do, and that's okay. It's okay not to be able to get every single thing crossed off your list. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I have this little list when I get up, and, you know, it just seems like, you know, as the scripture says, a man plans his steps, but the Lord, He's the one who directs the path, right? And if you don't get everything done on your list, it's okay. It's okay. You just do what you can, and you leave the rest to God. Because there'll be another moment. And if you're gracious enough to have another day, you wake up and be thankful for that next day. God loves you too much to leave you the same. And you got to have that courage inside you to want to not stay the same, not stay the same mindset, not stay in the same predicament that you may be in. And yeah, sometimes our circumstances are out of our control, but there are some things we can control, and that is our thoughts. And when you know in your heart you have something that you feel like God has called you to do, you can't birth that promise that He has for you effectively if you stay weak in spirit and weak in your mind all the time and your body. You know, some days, if your body is not cooperating with you, you got to get up and you got to push. You got to do anyway. You got to do what you can anyway. You got to do what you think you can't do. And that's hard. That's really hard. And you know, one thing that I try to remind myself is, you know, God, He does not always speak to us from the moment we're in. He's speaking to us to where we're going. He's speaking to us to our future. Because you may feel like you're in the midst of a rough season of your life, a tough season of your life, a horrible mess, excruciating pain that's unbearable, so bad that you can't sleep sometimes. The mental pain may just be so anguishing, so disturbing to you sometimes that you feel like you can't be grateful for anything. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, there's hope. If you take your hand and you put it on your heart, do you feel that? Your heart's still beating. That's something to be grateful for. You know, as I've started to do these short podcasts, Pray Always and Relax, I do those for you because I practice that myself, usually every day. Some days I practice it gritting my teeth, breathing in that faith and breathing out that fear. And just continue to press forward to what God has called me to do. And that's to encourage you through what I've been through. I don't know what you've been through, but wherever you at in you're at in your part of the world, you're going to be able to reach people I will never meet, I will never know. So try to remember that. You know, we're not put here on this earth just to, you know, collect beautiful things. And yeah, those are nice. Those are nice. I'm not saying that they aren't. And God wants us to have nice things. But life is not all about us, you know. And in order to able to help others, to, you know, encourage someone along their way, you have to take the time out for yourself to get into God's Word. And remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And remember Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose mind are steadfast and you trust in Him. Proverbs 3:5. Do not lean into your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will. It may not feel like it when you're going through tough times, but I promise you, if you just call out to Him, He will direct your path. And you know, your problems, they do have an expiration date, and they won't last forever. You know, in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, there is a season and a time for everything under the sun in the heavens. And you know, it goes on to talk about there's a time for birthing, there's a time for mourning, there's a time for sadness, there's a time for joy, there's a time for healing, there's a time for planting, there's a time for harvest. So you just hold on, because your time is coming. And don't you forget that. I know it's easy to forget when you're overwhelmed by life's troubles. And it just seems like they're never going to end. And you feel like, you know, I can't continue on this road, Lord. Why does this continue happening? When is enough going to be enough? But you just hold on. You keep pushing forward. Because your breakthrough's on the way. And I wanted to share the Jesus calling with you before I end. Thought it was so beautiful today. It says, I love you regardless of how well you're performing. Sometimes you feel uneasy, wondering if you're doing enough to be worthy of my love. No matter how exemplary your behavior, the answer to that question will always be no. Your performance and my love are totally different issues, which you need to sort out. Amen, right? I love you with an everlasting love that flows out from eternity without limits or conditions. I have clothed you in my robe of righteousness, and this is an eternal transaction. Nothing and no one can reverse it. Therefore, your accomplishment as a Christian has no bearing on my love for you. Even your ability to access how well you're doing on a given day is flawed. Your limited human perspective and the condition of your body with its mercurial variations distort your evaluation. That's so true. Bring your performance anxiety to me and receive it. Receive its place, my unfailing love, and receive in its place my unfailing love. Try to stay conscious of my loving presence with you in all that you do, and I will direct your steps. Amen and amen, right? So you remember that. No matter how well you think, or you think you haven't performed today, God loves you anyway. So remember just how much He loves you. And remember, you can give up or you can stand up. It's a miracle in the mind. Why don't you stand up today and start believing that you're going to get through this? And I want to end the podcast with another beautiful song by Zach Williams. Sunday's coming. Oh, yes, it is. Just remember that. Today is actually Friday. But your Sunday is coming. You hold on. It might feel like it's Friday, which it is, but your Sunday's coming. You hold on. Just want to pray with you today. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. Lord, I pray for all those listening out there, Lord. Whatever they're going through in their life today, in this season, God. Lord, I ask that you would just strengthen them in their struggle, Lord. Lord, I thank you for awakening them, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving them courage. Lord, I thank you for letting that hope arise in their soul today. Lord, hit them with that hope like never before. You say in your word, you're like that anchor of hope. Let that hit them today, Lord. Let them have a new outlook on their life. Let them rise up in their mind and stand up and have that courage to keep pushing forward no matter what. Because their Sunday's coming. And Lord, let them feel you walking by their side in this moment. In every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at, in your part of the world, get out there today. Spread some hope. Spread some love. Because this world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. See you next time. Bye-bye.